Okay, so this is Barkamp, Manchester, number 6. It's Sunday, the 27th of September, and we're in a room called Panda. It's the Auto Trader offices. And in the room, we have Alan and...
Ian.
And...
Simon.
Matt.
Sean.
Steve.
Leona.
Michael.
Okay. Now, is there anybody in the room at the moment who doesn't know what podcasting is? No. So we all know what podcasting is. So put your hands up if you've never listened to a podcast at all.
That's not good for a podcast.
No,
that's not good for a podcast.
That's right, which is one of the things we've realised. So we all know that podcast is something you consume with your ears, but nobody put their hands up. So that means, so for listeners at home, nobody put their hand up. But if you didn't know what a podcast is, a podcast is kind of like radio that you can create yourself, almost. And Ian's shaking his head. Why are you shaking your head, Ian?
Because it's radio is very produced. And the thing that I like about podcasts, I think that's different about podcasts, is that they're more authentic discussions rather than a produced radio show, which is put into a piece of audio that you can download.
That's perfect. And I kind of dissociated myself by saying it's kind of like radio, because for some people, if they've never experienced a podcast, radio might be the closest thing they could describe it to. And Sean.
As somebody who's listened to some very professional podcasts and also worked on community radio, it doesn't matter. Community radio can be more real, more amateur than podcasts and vice versa. But lower entry to barrier, I would imagine. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's amateur. I think it's the tone is different.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I don't think it's necessarily different. I think it's just how you consume it. Radio is more like it's a schedule when you want to do like listen to the program and now. But podcasts, like, you can listen to it anytime.
That's
you want.
Right. So it's on demand. Yeah, and we've got a hand up.
There's certain programs on radios that are always recorded and you can listen as podcasts.
That's
anyway.
Right.
So you can't really say it's not really radio because they are doing it.
And I think, okay, so the problem probably is that podcast is a very nebulous term and it has
lots of different things.
I'm
separating out the content from the delivery mechanism. You can deliver anything as a podcast, but the tone of a podcast feels more like you're listening into a conversation. But I recognise that some radio is more like that, especially the community radio stuff.
Right. So we've kind of established and argued what a podcast is. But now what I'm going to ask you, people who are assembled here, if you could suggest a particular podcast, preferably not your own, but one that you choose to listen to, that you might recommend to other people and say why and what format. So who's going to start off? So Sean, you're going to go first.
I should have gone last because you always remember the last thing. No Such Thing as a Fish is the best podcast ever. It's from the people who they work on QI. And the format is three facts. People say three facts which people may not know. And then they talk about facts around that fact. And it's the funniest thing. And also, you learn the most amazing things. No Such Thing as a Fish.
Great. So the recommendation there. Next one up, are we going to recommend?
I like TED because they record all the TED Talks around the world and it could be about any subjects, any topic. So it could be a range of, you know, anyone would be interested in something at least.
And TED Talks are usually presented as a visual thing, but the thing about the TED podcast is you're getting the audio channel only. And I found I listen to that sometimes and then I go and watch the TED Talks.
So the videos as well, they do it as a podcast, so you may miss something while you listen to it.
But they also, I was going to say, there's the NPR and I think BBC 10 Hour, which is stuff that's curated. Sorry, they take the stuff that's videoed and they take it and make it more audio driven. So they fill in all the stuff that you don't see and that's really handy.
And it's more specifically targeted at a podcast listener rather than just the audio stream from a presentation. Anybody else going to make a recommendation for a particular podcast?
I've got two. Is that cheeky?
Ooh, go on. Half
they're,
the time
they're really good. So my two favourite are Reply All by Gimlet Media. And that's an internet show about the internet. It's kind of very, very broad topics. Really, really well stories, kind of story told kind of type. kind of interesting things which kind of in some way relate to the internet. So that's, I'd highly recommend that. And the other one is What's Tech by The Verge. And they take a single topic each week and they'll go, what is podcasting, which is an episode on the show? What is biohacking? What is Star Wars? Like literally very broad topics, but really high produced, kind of really easy if anyone wants to get into tech and kind of understand a bit more about it.
So, great. Yeah. Matt, too. And then we've still got some more recommendations.
My recommendation actually was the Freakonomics podcast, which is amazing. And it's a little bit more, if you're not familiar with Freakonomics, then you probably should be. It's very interesting kind of take on economics. I can't highly recommend it anymore.
Do we have any more recommendations for podcasts?
I was going to add into Gimlet Media. I've really been enjoying the Startup podcast, which is all about how Gimlet Media got started up. It's kind of their own journey to startup.
It's a really good, If I was to choose three, that would have been the third one, but I felt that was...
There you go. See, so I've just added on to your...
Yeah.
So I'm not going to make
I mean, I could make... No, I'll probably bend the rules a little bit and recommend not just one podcast, but a podcast network, which is Relay FM.
Okay.
Which is... I think they've got quite a lot of shows, but one of the... one of the things there is that one of the founders is a Brit. So, and he's at, and it's actually kind of, I think if you read his bio, he kind of says, I'm the English accent that you hear on the podcast, because I think there is quite a, obviously quite a big presence of American bias slightly in a lot of podcasts. So I think about a year ago, he's kind of started his own podcast network, and they've got quite a few shows on there. One of them, I think it's good to find it on my list.
So while you're looking for that, can I maybe suggest as well, not mention particularly a name of a podcast, but which particular formats do you think are the most easy to listen to, or you get hooked into? Are there particular formats, anybody would say?
I would find, for me, I've been listening to podcasts for a long time, and it's kind of a lecture of something or a talk of some kind, or it's a conversation that's happening, you're almost earwigging.
I'd echo conversation,
actually.
Yeah. I think anything where there's narrative, so where there's some sort of overarching kind of storyline to it, where it is journalism, but there is a storyline to it.
Serial, for example.
Serial was a great example, and kind of that kind of nearly birthed like kind of a rebirth in terms of podcasts and kind of refreshed the genre.
One of my favourite particular type of podcast is, again, it's a conversation. So it would, for me, there's two people who have similar roles to the one that I have, and they record it each week, and it's just the two of them. And it's almost, I feel like I'm in the room with them at the same time, except I just don't get to contribute to the discussion. I have to listen, which is really useful. And they pick up like three or four things that have hit the news during the week. So the Volkswagen fuel story might come up, and they don't have an interest in cars, but it's kind of like their perspective. And it's like, oh yeah, you almost like you sat in the pub or cafe, listen to them. You're going to mentioned the one that you couldn't remember the name of.
I think one show they have is, which kind of goes back to what you said about different formats of shows, they have one show which is called Connected, which is, it's like three regular hosts basically just having a discussion about kind of the week's tech news. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like, it's a lot of some of the stories are things you probably will catch elsewhere, but it's kind of just like it's three people, and you see kind of get to, obviously each week you kind of get to know who the presenters are, so you kind of get to hear their perspectives. And there's another one which is called, on the same network, which is called Analog, and it's kind of, I think there's two regular presenters, and occasionally have other people on kind of talking more about the sort of touchy-feely side of tech, which is quite interesting as well. So.
Great, thank you. Now, we've got two more questions, and then we're going to go into talking about making podcasts. So anybody answer any of these two? Where do you find that you typically listen to a podcast? And the second one is, do you ever go and some podcasters have podcast notes that accompany it? And if you're like listening to a podcast on the move, do you typically find you go and look at the notes? So either of those two questions. Is it Gary?
Simon,
sorry.
Where did Gary come from?
Well, I can't see your name. Where does Gary come from? Do you know where Gary comes from?
I don't know, but my podcast rules, you are now Gary.
Damn it! Anyway, as I was going to say, what was the question? Oh, yeah, podcast. It's the commute to me. It's the drive to and from work. especially the longer format podcast can, like, you know, take a journey to and from work, etc. And in terms of the show notes, not while I'm driving, but when I get into the office or I get home, I will go and look things up they've mentioned explicitly in the show and do some reading around, you know, whatever's been mentioned. So.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts in the morning, in the shower. So I have a shower radio and I have FM.
So are they podcasts if you listen to them on your shower radio?
Yeah, because I'm using the FM transmitter to just beam it out across the whole flat. Okay. So I can walk between the kitchen and the shower and, you know, the bedroom and have the exact same thing. So it's like a kind of, it just surrounds me when I'm waking up. So that's me. On the show notes, I do look at them. So one network that didn't got mentioned was the Twit network.
This Week in Tech.
This Week in Tech, yeah. Which is a massive network of its own. And I have a few times looked at their show notes because of something similarly that they mentioned. I'm kind of going, oh, I want to know more about that.
So I think for me, I think there's a bit of a split as well. So there's like, I listen while commuting. So that's like, I guess, like twice a day probably. And then also I find there's kind of, for me, there's sometimes a divide between shows that you feel you can listen to at the same time while you're doing something else. That's versus shows that kind of more need me more focused attention. So it's like sometimes I'll put a podcast on and I'll just find that I'm hitting the back for 30 seconds, but never, and at that point I kind of admit defeat and think, no, this needs my undivided attention. But there's more, and there's other shows which are kind of more like a, feel like, you know, it's like a little conversation. It's just something you can have on
there's a trade-off sometimes between the actual recording quality and the quality of the content. So I might sometimes, one of the podcasts I love to listen to, the quality is awful, but because of the content, I persevere, but I have to keep going back. What word did they say then? I didn't, because I'm using something like Skype, and it really seems to flatten the recording quality. Ian's raising his eyes. But then there's others, the sound and the music and everything's just fantastic, but the quality isn't all, the content isn't always as good. You're going to add something to that, Ian? Or your eyes?
I raise my eyes because I don't like the idea that all podcasts need to be amazing quality. And also, I understand that it's a professional podcast, but especially in the UK, it started to go, all the big podcasts are all, you know, basically radio shows that are cut up and put out as podcasts. And I'm just like, it feels a bit unfair, you know, to the medium. Anyway.
Although I do like there's a BBC Click radio one which used to be called Digital Planet, and you know some of the presenters in that. But they do a special version for the podcast, and they do the podcast intro and the podcast outro. It's not unique to theirs, other people do that as well. Right. So as we move towards the second part of this, it's anybody who's recorded a podcast episode or a series before, if you just talk about the particular tool that you use, any particular tips?
Who does podcasting?
No, I do. That's Alan. Ian has his hand up.
Done.
Anybody else?
It's something I'd like to get into.
I was going to say, yeah.
So it's definitely somewhere where I kind of want to go towards, because I've done like kind of music recording, so I kind of have
the
ability to record a voice and stuff like that. So it's...
What I found for me was, I find it useful as a channel, because I hear sometimes things or I read things, I'm like, oh, no, that's not, I want to... And I think I'm going to write a blog post. And I had like 300 draft blog posts I didn't get to finish. Whereas with podcasts, you can just press the record button. You can just shout your mouth off and then publish it online.
Who's going to listen to it?
That's always my thing. I have lots of ideas. I think, how many listeners are out for this?
Now,
maybe.
Nathan Ray today did a presentation on something. And I heard, I think Tim Ferriss say this as well, who's also a podcaster. Don't worry too much about your audience. Just be yourself and talk about the things that are important to you. And then, so not so much thinking, oh, I wonder what my audience like if I did this, that, or the other. No. You know. So,
yeah, I totally agree.
We used to do a thing on a Sunday night. That name of it now, what was it called?
Tech Grumps.
Oh, yes.
And which became, well, which is also, we did a spin-off called Love Grumps, which yeah, which Gary's been on.
Yeah, Gary, Simon,
Gary's been on. I think I really like the idea of this kind of a conversation going on, and you're just listening, and you're kind of listening and going, I totally agree. You know?
So for those people who don't know, Tech Grumps that Ina's talking about was. 3, 4, 5 people would all dial in at a certain time on a Sunday night. I remember I used to do my ironing when it was on.
Yes, you did.
And I loved the fact that I was having a conversation. I really like Ian, but I don't get to meet up with him very often. It was a chance for me to chat to him and listen to his ideas. And David Eastman and a few others as well, like Nathan Ray came in a couple of times and Simon.
I think it was nice to have a rolling cast. And I think that would be interesting to hear what everyone else thinks about having regulars versus having a number of different people.
But I did used to wonder with Tech Grumps, did anybody ever listen? Because it was just kind of an ambling rolling along.
There was a bit of a following. It was kind of like it was in about the hundreds, 200.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It wasn't massive. It was nowhere near, there would have been ways to make it shorter and sweet and fit with that, but I just wanted it just to be this thing.
So Gary. So did you say you recorded one once as well?
I recorded Love Grumps with Ian, so that was kind of more focusing on relationships and things around that, and how humans interact or don't interact with one another. So yes, that was interesting, and I think that just kind of filtered out a bit before we'd really got a following. I think that was very conversational and some degree what was happening in the news or things people had found.
I think ultimately there's still appetite to do it.
Yeah.
It's just time.
Yeah. So this is what I'm going to come on to, time. So I have some friends like Les and Ollie who often come to Bar Campers, and I know that they have one approach where they have a little portable recording device like a Zoom H2 or something. They go around and they record interviews. But then you say, so when's the podcast coming out? And I don't mean to be unfair to them, but it could be like a month or two before they have the time to sit down and edit it all, which is one way of doing it. Yes?
So I used to be able to, in a time we finished the recording, by the time we decided what the name of the recording was going to be, I was able to edit it, normalize it, and start uploading it to archive.org on a Sunday night. And it was just like, this is the way I liked it. This onerous task of editing just wasn't to be.
Although I do seem to remember one person you invited to go, the response was, which made me gasp, kind of go, yeah, ask me again when you've got some production qualities, Ian.
So I remember first starting listening to podcasts back about 2010. It was Todd Cochran and Adam Curry I was listening to. I really loved this idea of doing a podcast, but I was put off by the amount of time it would take to record it, edit it.
It was the technology for me as well. Adam someone or another who was like,
Did they call him the Podfather? That was Adam Curry.
Yeah, that's right. And Don Drew, and they were what I listened to.
Yeah.
back in the day. But the technology's just frightened me.
So one of the things I was always put off by that, like, oh my goodness, like if I was you, Matt, I'm thinking, I've got all the recording equipment, but it would take so long, and would people want to listen? So I discovered some other apps and facilities. So the one I'm using at the moment to record this is called Audio Boom, and most of the time it works, but you literally just press a button, you speak into it, and at the end of it I pause it and I put a picture in and some tags and then publish, and it's the uploading is sometimes is where it falls over, but when it works it's up there. And I remember in about 2011 I had some ideas about the way I was teaching in school, and I kept getting people asking me, send me emails, and I was spending my life replying to emails, so I thought it'd be easier to just put these thoughts. So I did like an audio diary over 2 years, and just on that. So on a Friday afternoon, press record, speak into it for half an hour. And some of the episodes were getting like 2,000 or 3,000 downloads at the time. But I also found it was the dynamics were better when there was another person there. And because you, Like at the moment, I'm talking now and I'm finding it difficult to think ahead about what I'm going to speak about while I'm talking. But if Gary was to talk, I thought, great, while Gary's talking, Simon. I can think about what I'm...
There's no Simon. Yeah. There's Gary now.
Simon no longer exists for the purposes of the podcast.
I think you're right. So, I was going to say that one of the things I did recently was I took part in the BBC's listening project.
Where you got
two people having a conversation. And it's saved to Radio 4, but also in the National Archive. And... could do that alone. Now, they did say that they had one person who had, like, did it alone. But, yeah, you need someone to
ideas off. So, there's some mechanisms and tools that we've used. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Actually, just quickly on the tools thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go old school, right? I basically record stuff into Audacity.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I upload it to archive.org,
okay.
which is... completely free. It doesn't have the visibility, but at least you know that a recording will always be there, and you have complete control over it. I have, for my own mixes, my DJ mixes, I use Mixcloud, but Mixcloud also do podcasts as well, and you can chapterize them, and you can do, you know, all the stuff that you kind of want to do, but you're kind of, yeah, very few people use Mixcloud.
And I can't remember the name at the moment, the music sharing platform with the orange
SoundCloud.
Okay. They,
SoundCloud's good, but there's issues. Yeah.
But they did, are we talking about since they recently introduced podcasting as a function within it? About a month or two ago, I noticed that they added it in as a function.
I can recommend it. So it's called Levelator.
Levelator.
Yeah,
it's like level ATOR for the podcast.
Leatherator is another
for another podcast.
That Kane's thing, isn't it?
Matt, what does Levelator do?
I think it's not just as simple as normalizing it. I'm not really sure.
So yeah, Doug Kay, who was one of the guys who set up IT Conversations. Had the problem of normalized, doesn't work quite as he wanted it to. So he created this thing called Levelator and open sourced it. And yeah, anyone still uses that?
So yeah, you just drag a file onto it and then it basically brings, I don't think it compresses it.
Smartens it up in some ways.
In some ways it's smart.
Some clever algorithms and stuff.
Somehow it gets.
Ian mentioned Audacity before, which for a long time was one of my favorite pieces of software in the classroom as well. But then we went to Windows 7 or something in school, and I think Microsoft disabled one of the recording features within Audacity. Well, not within Audacity, but within the settings on Windows, that you couldn't record the what you can hear kind of track. And it was so annoying to try and build that back in. But archive.org, that sounds like a top tip from Ian. Yeah,
it's just unlimited space.
Yes.
There is no, you can put up gigs and terabytes of storage, of stuff, and it's all public, but for a podcast, it's perfect.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Right, is there any questions we can add in to answer? Or we can just wrap this up if there's nothing else to add in. Yeah, Gary's saying we need to wrap it up. Okay, so thank you very much. You've been listening to Ian.
Hello, goodbye.
Gary.
Matt.
Sean.
Steve.
Fiona.
Michael.
And me, Alan. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.